there you are, Costello. What's all the excitement?
Oh, the excitement. I was just out shopping, Abbott,
yes.
And I bought a beautiful Valentine. You know, next Monday is Street Valentine's Day.
What day?
Street Valentine's Day. Here it is, right on the card. See it?
What?
S.T. Street.
Oh, no, you dummy. That's St. Valentine. S.T. means saint. Who are you sending it to?
Oh, to Miss Carol Lou, 156 South Main Saint.
South Main Saint?
Yeah, that's where my girl lives.
What do you mean?
On South Main Saint.
What are you talking about?
S.T.
Oh, that S.T. means street.
You said it was saint. Now make up your mind.
Look, when it's an address, it's street. Now read it again.
Miss Carol Lou, 156 South Main Street.
Now, that's better.
Street Louis, Missouri.
No. Just a minute, Costello. That's St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, but that's an address.
Yes, but this time it's Saint.
Well, make up your mind. Sometimes it's street and sometimes it's Saint. When is it is and when is it ain't?
Look, Costello, let me clear this up for you. You live on a street, don't you?
Yeah. No, I live on a doctor.
You live on a doctor?
Yeah, I live on a doctor. Here's my address on the card. Lou Costello, 139 Beverly Doctor.
Let me see that.
Go ahead, you read the card.
D-R. That isn't doctor, that's drive. Drive, you dummy, drive.
What, on an A card?
Oh. Well, what's all the argument here, bud?
Oh, it's Ken Niles.
Costello is just showing me a Valentine.
Oh, now, that's a coincidence. I have a Valentine for Costello, too. Listen to this. Dear Lou, roses are red, violets are pink. I saw your picture last night, and you certainly do.
All right, quiet, Niles, or I'll bore a hole in your head and let the sap run out.
Yes, and you're the bore who can do it. Dear, I'm as hot as a hot dog tonight.
And just as full of baloney, too.
Costello, why do you always fight with Niles?
That's right, Costello. You should be glad you've got me. I could be a lift on any program.
Then how come you're a jerk on this one?
Oh, quiet, Costello. By the way, Ken, where's your wife?
Oh, I left her at home. She's writing a play to do on the program tonight.
She's writing a play? What does she know about plays?
Why, I'll have you know that my beautiful wife spent years in stock.
Didn't the other cattle object?
I heard that remark, you B-19 with a nose.
I said it so you'd hear it. Now, Mrs. Niles, I knew you'd be here today. I read it in the newspaper.
The newspaper?
Yes, the weather report said big wind coming. That's a lovely jacket you have on.
All right, never mind
Looks
that.
Looks like sea biscuits.
All right, never mind that, Costello, please. Mrs. Niles. Ken tells us that you are working on a play for us tonight, for our program. Now, I didn't know that you had literary inclinations.
Oh, indeed, yes. I'm always reading. You'll always find me with my nose in a book.
How can you read it from way out there?
Oh, I just adore the old writers. Dickens' works and Thackeray's and Byron's and, of course, Keats. Oh, don't you just love Keats?
Oh, yes, I love Keats. I love all kinds of Keats. Big Keats, little Keats. Hello, little Keatsy.
No, quit interrupting, Costello. Tell me, Mrs. Niles, what is your play about?
Oh, it's a thrilling adaptation of that famous story, Robinson Crusoe. And what a great part for me. Oh, I play the voodoo queen of the island. I am beautiful, breathtaking, luscious, and exciting.
Where can you buy that much makeup?
Oh, I'm not going to stand here and be insulted. Here, Mr. Abbott, is a copy of the play. I'll be back later.
Oh, that's fine. Now, Abbott, I'm getting sick and tired of this. Everybody wants to be in a play. The next thing you know, even Boxwood Twink, our sound man, he'll want some kind of a part.
And why shouldn't I want a part, Mr. Costello? I'm human, ain't I?
What a spot for an ad-lib.
Now, just a minute, Boxwood. What could you do in the play?
What could any sound man do? I could give you sounds. The sound of a cat licking its chin. The sound of a grape scratching its skin. The sound of a mosquito making its... The sound of a seltzer making its... These sounds I can give you, I, Boxford Twink. And if you don't use me, your program will... Your program will suffer.
Oh, boy, I thought he was going to say S-T-I-N-K.
There, Costello.
What's the matter? Did I spell it wrong?
Oh, get out of here. Well, Costello, have you read the play that Mrs. Niles left here?
I'm reading it now, Abbott.
But wait a minute. You're reading it upside down. You think it's easy?
Now, Abbott, I decided to play the leading part, Robinson Crusoe.
You're going to play the lead. Well, isn't there a part in it for me?
There certainly is. In the second act, you go away to forget.
Well, don't I do anything in the first act?
That's what you go away to forget.
Well, Mr. Costello, have you found a place for me to do my sound effects?
Oh, Botford, what sound effects can you do?
Lots of them, Mr. Costello. Did you ever hear a mountain calling to its son?
A mountain calling to its son? Of course not.
I'll show you. A mountain calling to its son.
Hey, Cliff!
Hey, you know, that's good.
That's just a bluff.
Well, here's another one. A mother flower calling to a baby flower. Hiya, bud. And did you ever... Did you ever hear a snake asking for chewing gum?
How does it go?
Wiggly, 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 wiggly.
Costello, Botfoot is wonderful.
Now, what's so wonderful about that? I mean, I can do a sound that you never heard before.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. A husband talking back to his wife. That's all.
Come on. Come on, Costello. Give Botfoot a chance in the play.
Okay, Abbott. Now listen, Botfoot. You can be in a play, but remember, don't make any sound effects till I give you the word and the sound and the cue.
Yes, Mr. Costello.
This is your chance to be a big shot.
Big shot, yes, sir.
That isn't a word. Wait for the play!
Come in.
Pardon me, is this the Abbott and Costello program?
What do you think it is?
I'm sorry, I just walked past a glue factory. I haven't noticed any change.
Yes! Who is this fresh guy?
Costello. It's that great actor, Charles Laughton.
Now, listen, Laughton, if you don't like my program, what are you doing here?
Well, my next picture, I play the part of a moron, and I came over to see how they act.
Oh! So you're going to play the part of a moron, eh, Laughton?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I call perfect casting. How do you like that, Petro?
Costello, you can't call a man like Mr. Laughton Fatso.
Why not? What's the nickname for Charles? It's Chuck. What's a Chuck? That's a roast. And what's a roast? A roast is a fat piece of meat. Hiya, Fatso!
Now, cut that out, Costello.
Him with the overlapping hair?
Never mind that. Mr. Laughton is a polished gentleman.
He looks like he's shellacked.
See here, Costello, I've only seen you once before, for which I'm very thankful. However, in the event I permit such a catastrophe to occur again, I shall depart as a measure of self-discipline to a small tropical island. There I shall mount my head on a tripod and spend my declining years kicking myself in the face at regular 5-minute intervals.
Well, with your face, it would be an improvement.
There, Costello. None of that now. Say, by the way, Miss Laughton, how would you like to appear in our play tonight? We're going to do the big shipwreck scene from Robinson Crusoe.
Splendid. I love the water, the broad ocean. As a matter of fact, I spent the last week at Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf.
Hello? Really? Really? You met at Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf? Really?
You heard him.
I heard him.
I spent the day at Ocean Park, where the debris meets the sea.
Shut up, Costello, please. Charlie, as the play starts, we board the ship and go off in search of adventure.
Yes, I'm Robinson Crusoe, the captain, and I'm sailing my boat around the Horn.
Horn, yes, sir.
Cut it out! Cut it out! Just get out of here, Buck! Now, Abbott!
All right, take it easy.
Now,
All right, don't get excited. All right.
He's going to fall up the whole place.
Oh, never mind. Take it easy.
Now, listen. Now, get away, Button. I'll let you have it.
All right, never mind.
Now, back to my acting. Mr. Laughton, we're in the middle of the ocean, and a big storm comes up. The boat begins to break up because it's only an old bark.
Bark? Yes, sir.
Get out of here, will you? Stop that barking.
Yes, sir.
Go on with the play. What happens to the boat?
It sinks.
It sinks. So does the play.
Just a minute, Charlie. It's really a good script, and you have a fine part. You play Costello's man Friday.
What? You're asking me to play second fiddle to this overstuffed porcupine? I'll have you gentlemen know that I was just off at a great dramatic program of my own.
You were, were you? What's the name of it? One Ham's Family?
Costello, do you expect to play the part of a captain when I come from a family of seafaring men? It was my great-great-grandfather, Sir Thomas, who sailed with Drake in 1588 and defeated the Spanish Armada. It was my great-uncle, Reginald, who stood at the side of Lord Nelson at the Battle of Trafalgar. It was my cousin Archibald, bless his heart, nice fella, who plotted the course for the Admiral at the Battle of Jutland. That's why I like to plant my feet on the deck of a ship to feel the rolling surf beneath me and the ocean spray upon my face. That's why I like the salt air. I love the salt air. I must have the salt air.
Okay, Lawton, right after the program, come on over to my house and I'll fan you with a herring.
Get out of here!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present our play, The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe, starring the Abbott and Costello Seafood Cocktail Players. That little shrimp Costello plays Robinson Crusoe. That old crab Charles Lawton plays his man Friday. And Bud Abbott is just along for the halibut.
For the halibut.
Ah, come on, Niles. Huh? Announce the player, I'll belt you with a smelt.
As the scene opens, Robinson Costello and Bud Abbott are aboard ship in the midst of a terrific storm. And the ship is sinking.
Come on, Costello. We have to dive overboard. The ship is about to capsize.
Cap what?
Capsize. Capsize. Don't you know what capsize is?
Yes, sir. Mine's 6 or 7 8.
Ow. Quiet. Come on. We'll have to swim for that island. Come on. Jump in the water.
Ooh, ooh. Abbott. The water's cold.
All right.
Look at me. I'm turning blue and red and pink and purple. I'm freezing in technicolor.
Stop worrying and start swimming. We've got to make the
hey,
shore.
Abbott. Hey, Abbott, I feel something. A shark is biting my toe.
That can't be a shark. Sharks travel in school.
Then this one is playing hooky.
Look, listen, Costello. We'll float into shore. Here comes a big wave.
I've got to wait for a little whack.
Here it comes, Costello. Come on, get ready.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Blow my clothes and dry them, kid.
Yep. Well, we made it all right. Now we've got to find out where we are. There's nothing on this island but dense tropical jungle.
Hey, Abbott, look up in that tree. It's a jack.
That's a monkey.
They sure fool you, don't they?
Hey, Costello, climb up that tree and see if there are any other signs of life around.
But the monkey might bite me.
Oh, just speak to him.
Okay.
Hiya, little monkey.
Hiya, brother.
Oh, Niles, will you creep out of the place? Now, stay out of here.
Hey, quiet. I hear someone coming. Yes, it's over there. It's a native man. Speak to him, Costello.
Okay.
Hello, native. My name, Robinson Costello. We your friends. You welcome us to island?
Greetings, white man. My name, Friday. Welcome to this island, you all. Yowza, cheerio, pip, pip. All that sort of thing. Yak, yak.
Hey, Lawton, what kind of dialect is that?
Me native. Speak with a drool.
You mean drawl, drawl.
No, drool. Me read Esquire.
Enough of this
He's
talk.
He's got funnier lines than me.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Let's get together here. None of this kind of talk, Friday. We both need food and drink. What can you give us?
Me give you rubber. All my life, me eat the rubber and drink the sap from the rubber tree.
I'll bet you were a bouncing baby. I'll bet you were a bouncing baby.
You said that once.
Nobody hears me.
Just a moment, Friday. Do you really enjoy this diet of rubber?
Oh, yes, stranger. The rubber has a wonderful tang.
But how do you feel after you eat this rubber?
Oh, it makes me feel like a king. And you want to sing in the spring.
I hear Lawton over acting. You know, haven't you all?
I advise you to leave this island at once.
It is growing dark. Night is falling.
Night falling, yes, sir.
You see, Abbott, you asked me to give Buster to your chance, didn't you? Now put him back in a cage. No more sound effects. If I hear one more peep out of you, Buster, I'll give you the bird.
Bird, yes, sir. Meadowlark. Nightingale. Robin.
Will you please get out of here?
Costello, let's get back to the play. Remember, the play is the thing.
Who called this thing a play?
Now, look, Friday, you started to warn us about this island.
Don't pay any attention to this guy, Abbott. I know every island around here like a book. I've even been to the BVD Island.
The BVD Island?
Yes, the West Undies.
Undies.
That's when I was working in short.
Costello.
Yes, sir.
Will you keep out of this and let me talk? Now, tell me, Friday. Do you think we're really in danger?
There's no escape for us. Listen. Why, even now you can hear the drums of doom.
Doom, doom, doom. Doom, doom, doom. Yak, chili, bum, bum. Doom, doom.
Listen to those jive drums, Abbott.
What does it mean?
It means that the Voodoo Queen is about to make a human sacrifice. The sacrificial fires are already burning.
Oh, help! 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 Oh, it's terrible! Terrible! Yeah,
what's the matter?
Oh, it's awful. First they put me in a big pot, and then they take me out of the pot, and then they put me back in the pot, and then they take me out of the pot.
Wait a minute, who are you?
Oh, just a little poker chip.
Come on, Niall. Stop making an ace of yourself.
Never mind him, Costello. Come quickly. We must run for our lives.
Yes, before the audience comes up the stage and gets us. I am moving while reading script.
No!
Someone is going to get a pot shot at me.
Do not move or you will die. Look, the Voodoo Queen approaches with her three sacred guards. I will speak to the guards. Greetings.
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 Sounds like my draft board.
Silence, white man. The Queen is about to speak.
Greetings, Friday.
Greetings, Saturday.
Saturday?
Yes, I'm Friday and she's Saturday.
Who are these three guys? Sunday, Monday,
and all words.
Costello, be careful what you say, Costello.
Yes, and do not allow your eyes to stray from the Queen's face.
That is right. You must face me or face death.
I'd rather face death.
Oh, you fool. Do you not realize that beauty is only skin deep?
Well, go skin yourself and come back.
Oh, I've heard enough. These men must die.
But, Your Majesty, Costello did not mean it.
No.
Costello just said it for a lark.
Lark? Yes, sir, lark. Sparrow. Nightingale.
Oh, come on. Come on, will you? Get out of here, will you, Buster? Come, guards. Throw these men into the sacrificial fire.
Quick, we've only one chance. Down on your knees. We must plead for our lives. Ask her for mercy.
Come on, Costello. We must ask for mercy.
Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy.